as a precaution, orders were issued this afternoon calling up officers and men of the anti-aircraft units of the Territorial Army and officers and men of coast defense units of the Territorial Army. This, of course, is not a measure of general mobilization to include the Territorial Army. Also, as a precaution, officers and men of the Royal Air Force have been recalled from leave. The defense units of the Auxiliary Air Force and the Observer Corps have also been called up. The defensive units of the Auxiliary Air Force comprise the Fighter Squadron and the Balloon Bearer Squadron. The bomber units have not been called up. Two information bureaux have been opened in London to answer inquiries of men offering their services to the Territorial Army, one at the Mansion House and one at the Duke of York's headquarters, Chelsea. Territorial Army drill halls and police stations, of course, can also give any information required. The distribution of gas masks began tonight in all areas. The Home Office, in announcing this, urge everyone to take great care of the masks as their efficiency depends on the condition in which they are kept. When not in use, they should be carried in boxes and care should be taken not to crumple the eyepieces. There is a further warning against allowing children to play with the masks as damaged masks become leaky and therefore dangerous. The Home Office adds that the gas masks will be distributed by local authorities. Some authorities will ask people to go to local depots to be fitted and given their masks there, while others will distribute the masks through air raid wardens who will look after their own sectors. The Home Office is leaving the local authorities a free hand as to which method they adopt. Some authorities, including the London County Council, have issued appeals for ARP workers, that is, for more auxiliary firefighting workers, women ambulance drivers, and ARP wardens. Other precautions reported by various local authorities include the digging of trenches in parks and open spaces. The Home Office handbook giving ARP advice will be delivered in every house in the country tomorrow. It gives information with many illustrations on the choice and preparation of refuge rooms in houses and flats, precautions against fire, the operation of the air raid warden system, and includes suggestions for action in case of actual air raids. The principal food prices are to stay unchanged for 14 days. This was announced by the London Provision Exchange at the request of the Food Defence Plans Department and has been decided by provision exchanges all over the country. This means that the price of bacon, hams, butter, cheese, lard, cooking fats and margarine will not alter for the 14 days. Emergency measures for wartime distribution of meat supplies were discussed in committee at a meeting of the National Federation of Meat Traders Association at Birmingham today. Afterwards, a statement was issued which said that a very large amount of work had been done in the organization and distribution of meat supplies. The Federation was convinced that a practical scheme of control rationing, etc., could be put into immediate operation. If an emergency arises, private car owners would be able to help hospitals by putting cars at their disposal for carrying patients fit enough to be moved to their homes. Hospital authorities would be expected, in an emergency, to empty as many beds as possible by sending to their homes those patients who are fit to go. The Archbishop of York has issued a call to prayer in which he asks clergy as far as possible to appoint times in their churches when united prayer will be offered every day. In his statement, the Archbishop says, "It should, as always, be prayer for the doing of God's will. Therefore, we must pray first for justice and goodwill, not first for the avoidance of suffering. Our prayer for peace must spring from our desire for the rule of love in the world, not from our fear of what war may bring to ourselves. And we must pray that if we are called to suffer in a just cause, we may be brave and constant." A short service of prayer will be broadcast tomorrow night in the national program at 10:05.